Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now.
To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about our good friend Grace Marie Turner being back on the show. Grace Marie is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. We'll celebrate her 19th anniversary with us in a couple of months. We got her right out of high school, and she is the president of the Galen Institute. And folks, nobody in the galaxy knows as much about healthcare public policies and how to really solve the repeal and replace Obamacare scenario. She knows how, and people are asking for her advice, and she's reporting on it. You probably saw her on television yesterday on Fox, and so many people are pulling at her. We're so grateful that she spends a little time with us and shares some of her vast knowledge with us. She's our good friend, Grace Marie Turner. Welcome back to the show.
Welcome, Jim. So nice to be with you. Thank you very much for your always great support. But there's nobody that's a bigger supporter of what you do than I am. You're how many years have you been on the air?
Almost 19 together.
19.
Yeah.
Together, but was I one of your?
You're a member of my original founding member of my Brain Trust. I'd been on the air about 5 months when you joined me the first time.
Well, I want to be part of this 20-year anniversary celebration.
We will.
It's going to be a big one.
we're gonna have it, and folks, that's how long Grace Marie and I. Now she was doing it before this, but how long she and I have been talking about market-based solutions. Now, Grace Marie, let me give you a little bit of research that I've got for you. You don't know about this because it's internal here. My audience, the small businesses, as you know, hate Obamacare. It has been a nightmare for them. And I'm convinced the small business sector of all the business sectors, I'm convinced small business did more to affect this election than anything else. And I think the thing that did more to make them do that is Obamacare. Now, having said all that, I asked them this week, I said, what do you think? Repeal or replace? Take as long as repeal or replace, but take as long as it needs to do it right, those kinds of questions. 94% said, absolutely, Obamacare's got to go, but half said, take enough time to do it right. Hmm. What do you think?
Well, I think they're exactly right, and that's exactly the way Congress is the way they're going to be moving forward. They know that many of the people on Obamacare coverage are there not because they want to be, because they have to be. They don't have another choice. They've got to get their health insurance through the Obamacare exchanges because the individual market and the small group market have really been so damaged by Obamacare.
Right.
So we have to protect them. We have to make sure they're going to be able to continue to get coverage. They need a lifeboat. While Congress builds this bridge, this administration is all about infrastructure,
right,
a lifeboat to build a bridge to a new system. And the new system means that you're going to be able to have many more choices of coverage than you had before. And the way they're going to do that is by returning authority to oversee the health insurance market to the state.
Right.
Because we had many, many more choices before. And brokers were able to go out and say, you know, what do you need? What risk can you tolerate to small companies? And allow them to help shape their benefit package. Not under Obamacare.
Mm-hmm.
It's take it or leave it. One size fits all.
So the mandates, one of the things I predicted is that there would not be mandates in the new replacement.
Exactly right. It's going to be incentive. Okay? We're not going to mandate that you purchase the health insurance, but we're going to have an open enrollment period and a long one for people to be able to buy coverage. If you don't buy coverage, and by the way, people at lower end of the income scale will be able to get subsidies to help them purchase
right.
their coverage. If you don't buy coverage then you're going to have to wait. You can't just jump back into the market when you get a cancer diagnosis. You're going to have to say, I need to buy health insurance now in case I get cancer. or in case I have a car wreck, to make sure I'm protected as insurance is supposed to work. The problem with Obamacare is that they said you can buy coverage whenever you want it, and people are waiting until they get sick, and they pay the same amount as everybody else.
Right. Wow. So I'm hearing, though, President Trump say repeal and replace all at once. There seems to be a little bit of a disconnect between the timing, maybe if not the there's the spirit of the thing, the timing on how and when.
And I think that they will be able to thread that needle. This is a huge infrastructure of policy, process, and politics.
Well, when we come back, I'm going to get Grace Marie to tell us how the Republicans are going to do it without winding up owning an alternative to Obamacare, which is not good either. And also, I'm going to invoke a name of an old senator who had a pretty good plan about 10 years ago. Is that going to be part of our future after these messages?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.